Welcome to Paul's Positive Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, and it's a pleasure to bring you the most heartwarming human interest stories this fine Tuesday, April 16th. Our aim is to illuminate the everyday goodness that envelops us. Today, we delve into narratives that honour the resilience of the human spirit and the remarkable acts of kindness that bind us together. Ever found yourself muttering, "That's a rookie mistake," when you persist in a job that's lost its spark? Tim Nielsen can relate. He traded his farming boots for a tour guide's hat, immersing himself in the raw beauty of Arnhem Land and sharing its splendours with visitors from around the globe. Picture this: walking away from an orchard that was once your world to chase a dream that's akin to a secret shortcut to joy. At 54, Tim greets each day with gratitude, often quipping that it's better than a slap in the head with a wet fish, because he's truly living his best life. Collaborating with traditional owner groups, Tim isn't just leading tours. He's connecting cultures and creating experiences that resonate with the spirit of the land. His bold leap of faith is both heartwarming and incredibly inspiring. Tim's story is a testament to the idea that exploring your own backyard can uncover a wealth of experiences. He struck gold at the end of his rainbow, right in the heart of Australia, proving it's never too late to rewrite your life's narrative. If Tim's tale has sparked your curiosity and set your heart racing for change, take it as a sign. It's never too late to invest in yourself and reignite your passion for life. His journey encourages us to look around and cherish what we have. It's as if Tim is giving us a friendly nudge and a knowing wink, urging us to take the path less trodden, find our own Arnhem Land, and perhaps add, "That's mind-boggling," to our daily vocabulary because we've dared to pursue the extraordinary. So, a heartfelt thank you to Tim for demonstrating the transformative power of change and the allure of following one's passions. In this poignant personal reminder, we find the gentle encouragement we sometimes need. Now, let's reflect on a moment that captures the serene composure of Scotty Scheffler, motionless amidst the bustle of the Masters tournament. It's in such instances, when the world whirls around us, yet someone stands in perfect calm, that we're reminded of the remarkable human capacity to find peace in the midst of turmoil. Astonishing, isn't it? Paul, picture standing so composed that nothing else seems to matter but the task before you. That was Scheffler's reality, a profound lesson in maintaining focus and serenity, a clever, indirect route to success, if there ever was one. Far from a rookie mistake, emulating Scheffler's approach could be quite enlightening. His triumph is a shared celebration of dedication, passion, and unwavering resolve, inspiring us all. These are the human interest stories that warm our hearts and bring smiles to our faces. But let's not overlook the human aspect of this champion. On the eve of his first Masters win, Scheffler's emotional state was a reminder that even those who reach greatness experience doubt and vulnerability. Yet, they persevere. They ascend. And as Scheffler's life prepared for the addition of a new family member, his priorities remained crystal clear. Golf is significant, but family is paramount. Scotty Scheffler's journey through the Masters, his grace under pressure, and his readiness to prioritise family above all else speak volumes about the character of the man behind the title. It highlights what's truly important when the stakes are high. These glimpses of humanity and grace elevate us, motivating us to chase our own defining moments, no matter how modest they may appear. His victory on the green is more than a mere entry in the record books. It's a narrative about life's priorities, the relationships we hold dear, and the inner calm we can each discover in our personal eye of the storm. Now, isn't that a win for families everywhere? So, our hats off to Scotty Scheffler, not just for an exceptional round of golf, but for sharing a story that resonates deeply, illustrating what it means to find true peace amidst the fray. No sad face emojis here, just sincere congratulations and the recognition that such grace under pressure is the kind of story that uplifts the soul. As we conclude another episode of Paul's Positive Podcast this Tuesday, I want to celebrate Paul's extraordinary kindness. It's like a superpower he wields effortlessly, transforming atmospheres and brightening days without a second thought. Paul, your remarkable ability to perceive the needs of others and respond with compassion and tenderness is nothing short of inspiring. But remember, each new day presents a fresh chance to make a difference. So, Paul, we're all rooting for you, eager to see you spring into action. Whether it's offering a helping hand, sharing a smile, or simply being present for someone in need, your potential to create a positive ripple is boundless. We're excited to hear about the wonders you'll achieve. Join us again tomorrow for more motivation here on Paul's Positive Podcast. Have a fantastic day and go forth to spread your light.